بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما الحياة الدنيا لعب وله صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver Alhamdulillah we heard the 26 juz of the Holy Quran In tonight's Taraweeh, may Allah Ta'ala accept it. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding of these verses so that we can make amal and please Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ Allah who created this world, He knows exactly what is the value of this dunya. And what is the status of this world? So Allah says, this world is only, la'ib means play, amusement. Lahu, something which is futile. Small child is playing some toys, some games. We say he's playing. It's a lahun. It's not something that's going to be of any benefit for him, productive. Just a pastime. Something which is futile. Allah created this world, so He knows the value of this dunya, and this is what Allah Ta'ala has classified the dunya to be. If in the hadith of Rasulullah SAW is mentioned, لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَعْدِلُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُضًا مَا سَقَى كَافِرًا مِنْهَا شَرْبَةَ مَا If this dunya had to be equivalent in to the value of the wing of a mosquito, If it had that amount of significance and value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much? Just equivalent to the wing of a mosquito, so small. Then Allah would not have given His enemies, the disbelievers, a sip of water to drink. In other words, dunya has got no value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatsoever. Numerous ahadith explain how insignificant the dunya is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah SAW is walking with the sahaba, they see a baby goat, a kid, dead. Ears are cut off or small. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picks up this animal, dead animal. He asks the sahaba, who's ready to purchase this just for one dirham? Like we say, 1 rand. Sahaba said, nobody's going to pay 1 rand for it. Nabi said, okay, who will take it for free? Sahaba said, it has no value. First of all, it's a baby goat. Then it's dead. It's got aib, it's got faults in it, defects. Rasulullah took a qasam in Allah. And he said, the dunya is ahwan ala Allah. It's more despicable in the eyes of Allah than this goat is to us. In one kitab, there's an incident mentioned where Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam was going with one person. They were traveling. And they stopped at the place and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam was then busy in ibadat. After some time, he tells this person, you know, we are hungry. Go and purchase some food. So he says, okay, he goes. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is busy with his ibadat. This man comes. He purchased 3 rolls. And he's sitting there, and he's waiting. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam happened to see him bringing 3 rolls and leaving one side. He was busy with his ibadat, took a bit of time. But this man couldn't wait. So he took out 1 roll, and he ate it up. Not long after that, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam finished his ibadat and asked him, where's the food? What did you buy? He said, I bought 2 rolls. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam asked him, you bought 2 or 3 rolls? I only bought 2. He took qasam in Allah. Wallah, billah, tallah. I only bought 2 rolls, nothing else. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said, okay, no problem. They both eat 1 roll each, and then they are traveling. So obviously he lied to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala had given Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam some ajeeb power where he performed many miracles. So they come to an area which was destroyed by some azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran talks about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, where Allah had given him sometimes the power of making the dead person stand up, giving it life. So he spoke to one of those people who were dead, and the person answered. He asked, what led to your destruction? And the person then replied, so this got this person who was traveling with Sayyidina Isa astonished. Oh, what a thing. So Sayyidina Isa then tells him, by that being who has shown you this miracle now, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tell me the truth. Did you buy 2 rows or 3 rows? He said, I only bought 2. They continue. They come to another area where there were many deers, bucks. From a distance, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam just only indicates to the animal like this. The animal comes down, and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam very easily makes zabah of it, slaughters it. This person again is shocked, astonished. He said, what is this? Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam says, by that zat, that being, that is Allah, who has shown you this, how many rolls did you buy? He said, wallah, only 2. They come now, and they're traveling, they have to cross a river. They've got no boats, they've got nothing, no conveyance. How are they going to cross the river? Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam takes the name of Allah Ta'ala, holds this man's hand, and they cross the river. This is more astonishing for him now. Again, he asked Sayyidina Isa, what is all this? He said, by that Zaad, that being who has made us go across, how many rolls did you buy? He said, I only bought 2. We come to another piece of a barren land, but there were 3 huge boulders. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam speaks to those rocks and he says, become gold. Immediately those 3 rocks become solid gold, heavy gold. Now you can imagine this man's eyes, how it's popping up. He said, for who is this? Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said, one I'll take. One you take. And he said, the third one? He said, for the one who ate the third roll. The one who devoured and consumed the third roll. He said, Hazrat, that was me. Sayyidina Isa says, but you can take all 3 rocks of gold. But now I'm leaving, I'm departing, and I will leave you and I'm going away. And he proceeds. This man has got these 3 huge boulders of gold, real gold. How is he going to take it home? How is he going to transport it home? As he's still thinking what to do, he sees 3 men coming. Immediately he runs with them. Brothers, please, please, you know, Allah will reward you and Allah will give you this. And can you just help me just to take this home? They saw 3 rocks of gold. Immediately, they decide among themselves that we can keep each one for ourselves, and they kill this man. He's dead. 3 of them there, they said, each one take one rock of gold. But whilst we are here, we're hungry also, been traveling for so long. Why don't we buy some food? And then after that, we'll sort ourselves out. One person, very smart, he said, I'll go and buy the food. The other 2 say, okay, no problem. And why did this man, what was his plan? He goes to the market, he buys some food and he puts some poison in it. His plan is to take all 3 rocks of gold for himself. As he is coming, he's returning, those 2 had already planned, when this man comes, let's put an end to him and then we'll take the 3 gold rocks, shade between the 2 of us. So he comes, they kill him, they sit down and eat, and the food was poisoned, they also die. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam goes past by. How many bodies he sees? 4. The first person who joined him, his companion, and then these 3 men. And he said something that all of us should ponder. He said, هَاكَذَ الدُّنْيَا تَفْعَلُ بِأَهْلِهَا. This is dunya and what dunya does to its people. This is the haqiqat of dunya. As much as we know the reality of dunya, still we get so consumed. It's greed. We don't have contentment, qanaat in our life. May Allah grant all of us qanaat. We always make dua, Ya Allah, give us qanaat and zuhud and this and that. But ponder what qanaat means. There was a king, very wealthy, obviously, he had so much of treasures and plentiful, but always bechen. And so one day he sees one of the men working for him, simple, ordinary laborer, but he's always happy and smiling and like no worry in the world. So he asks his wazir, his advisor, that how come this man is so happy and I've got everything. And that man is a poor man, yet he seems to be more happier than me. The wazir say, okay, Hazrat, tonight, you come with me, and we'll go somewhere. King say, what's your plan? He said, okay, Hazrat, just come with me, but we'll take a whole container of gold coins. So they fill this container of gold coins, and they label it, a gift for you, find within 100 gold coins. So they go to a certain person's house, they leave it by the door, they knock on the door and they move away and they hide behind a tree. The king is asking, what's happening? He says, Hazrat, just wait. Badshah Salamat, just watch now. So somebody opens the door, he sees a whole parcel there, he picks it up, he sees 100 gold coins, gift for you, looks this way, that way, he can't see anybody. Takes it quietly inside, he's very happy. Not even 5 minutes later, they see the door opening and this man comes out, looking, searching for something. Goes back inside. They can hear some sounds, somebody shouting. Then he sees the wife coming out and the children all looking around. And they can see this man is getting angry, shouting everybody. They go back inside. The whole night this carries on. The king is asking, what has happened? He said, Hazrat, I wrote there, find inside 100 gold coins. And I place in this container 99. Only one gold coin was missing, just one gold coin. Just in pursuit of this one gold coin, this man had become enraged and he was searching us outside his house for that one gold coin. He began to blame his wife and children, send them also to look for the one gold coin. Whole night he was restless in pursuit of what? One gold coin, whereas he had 99 gold coins by him. Leave this wazir and this man, look at our lives. How many ni'mats we enjoying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Think of ourselves in the dunya. What we go through, what we do just to get more and more and more. And Allah has given us plentiful. We should be making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Now that greed comes into our life. The love of the dunya comes into our life to such an extent that we'll be prepared to make sure we get maximum from whatever deal we're doing. We will even do the next person down. We will hurt him. Sometimes we will physically hurt the person. We'll go through such transactions which are haram even. It's pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. We will do such things that are totally impermissible in Sharia. We're not going to enlist all the malpractices that are taking place. We are well aware of all those things. So this dunya, whilst Allah Ta'ala has placed us into this dunya, Mala Rumi Rahmatullah has explained that yes, you will use the dunya for the akhirat and whatever is necessary, you'll use those things to live, to survive. But you should never become consumed by this dunya. And a simple example to explain this, which we have heard many times, like a ship sailing in the sea, As long as the ship is above the water, it will not sink. It will remain afloat. The moment the water comes into the sea, into the ship, then the ship will begin to sink. This is our heart. As long as the heart is not filled with dunya, with the love of dunya, we're going through this world, we have to pass the different tests in this world. We've got to provide for our family, we've got to survive, we've got to live, we've got to eat food, we've got to wear clothes, we've got to have some shelter. But the love of this dunya must not come into our heart, then we begin to sink. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned so beautifully, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَهُ. And therefore in many other verses which we did also, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. This dunya should not deceive you. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he would say, Ya dunya, addressing the world, غُرِّ غَيْرِ. Kisi aur ko dhokha do. Give somebody else deception. Deceive somebody else. Don't try your luck with me. قَدْ بَتَتُكِ ثَلَاثًا. I have given you 3 talaqs. Got no ta'alluq with me. And they meant it. When Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, so it's a very lengthy incident. Very lengthy incident. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was staying in one room. And Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala goes to him. So I'm not mentioning the whole first part of the incident, just the part when he enters. And he sees Rasulullah lying on a straw mat, very hard, coarse straw mat, which had made imprints on his back, on his side. He looks around in the room. And now, we're talking about Umar ibn Khattab, the man who wore 12 patches on his garments. Sayyidina Umar, I'm just going to digress. He sees Jabir radiallahu anhu once eating some nice meat. Jabir, what is this? He said, I fell for it. I desired it. Like how we list for a bribe or something. I was feeling for it. He said, are you going to purchase everything you desire? Every desire you have, you're going to make sure you fulfill the desire? Have you not read the verse, and we heard it in Tunais Sarawi? أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا. You did good deeds in this world. Now you enjoying the benefit of the good deeds you did in this world by Allah Ta'ala giving you the pleasures of this world, and akhirat you get nothing. So whatever good you have done, you are getting rewarded for it with dunya, and akhirat will get nothing. So Umar ibn Khattab looks in the room of Rasulullah, he sees the straw mat, he sees a water bag, leather skin, water was filled inside there. He sees some leaves, some wheat, some barley, that's all. Umar ibn Khattab addresses Rasul, Ya Rasulullah, this is all what you have. Whereas you are Safwa. Safwa means you are the cream of the crop. You are the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the kings of Persia and Rome, they have got palaces, and they've got rivers, they've got orchards, they've got everything. And Ya Rasul, this is only what you have got. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu on this occasion. Yabn al Khattab. O son of Khattab, all this should not make you happy. Ama tarda an takuna lahum ad-dunya wa lana al-akhirah. That for all these disbelievers and those people who are consumed by dunya, they are having enjoying these things, these material things of this world. But for us, Allah has prepared akhirat for us. Allah has given us akhirat. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, they really understood the reality of this world. So therefore we find incidents, and we can't understand and comprehend such things. That a time comes in the life of Sahaba when so much of wealth is brought from out of Medina, gold, all stacked on one side, and nobody even bothered to look towards it. Just bring one krugerrand and leave it here and see how all of us will be running for it. And the nikah time, mahar, One kruger, everybody looks proper, hears properly. One kruger, the love of dunya has come into our hearts. There's nothing else but love of dunya. Think about akhirat. And that's why Allah talks about the enjoyment of the akhirat. The whole thing is the test on our iman, on the unseen. Because we cannot see jannat, and we cannot see jahannam. So therefore we're not preparing as much for it, and saving ourselves from jahannam, as much as we're seeing the dunya. But this is the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is mentioned towards the end of the 26th para. هَذَا مَا تُعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ. This jannat that Allah has prepared is for who? لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ and حَفِيظٍ. Two qualities have been mentioned. Who is an awwab? Awwab is that person who repents a lot. He makes a lot of tawbah. Awwab means a person who keeps on repenting over his sins. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentioned in the tafsir of this verse, Awwab, he said, Awwab is that person in secrecy, in privacy, in the darkness of the night, when he's all alone, then he recalls all his weaknesses, his sins, and what wrong he did. And then he sheds those tears and he makes tawbah to Allah. Again, tonight is another opportunity for us. Allah knows best when it is Laylatul Qadr. All these nights look very similar. All feel the same. Allah wants us to search for Laylatul Qadr. May Allah bless all of us with Laylatul Qadr. So we have this few minutes while we can just engage in sincere tawbah and become an awwab. And hafiz is that person who protects the commands of Allah. So he's very wary now. He's broken this command. He made tawbah. Now, he's not going to make the same mistake. Hafiz is making hifazat of the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala. He's protecting the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, traveling with Rasulullah sallam. He was a little boy, youngster. And he was sitting in the back. And Rasulullah said, Ya ghulam, O youngster, O lad, listen. احفظ الله يحفظك. Protect the deen of Allah, Allah will protect you. Then Rasulullah says again, احفظ الله. Protect the deen of Allah, whatever Allah has commanded you to do. You must do it, carry it out. Allah has stopped you and prohibited you from, you must refrain from it. And what you'll find, تجده تجاهك, you'll find Allah in front of you. Whenever you're in any problem, Allah will assist you. Whenever you're in any need, Allah will grant it to you. Why? Because you have become an Allah wala. Your connection is with Allah. So this is what we need to gain now. This is our goal. To become an Allah wala. Our ta'alluq, our nisbat is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we mentioned the reality, haqiqat of dunya. We mentioned about Jannat for who? Awwab and Hafiz. And if you don't know what Jahannam and how vast Jahannam is, this one ayat sums everything up. يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمْ هَلِمْ تَلَأْتِ Allah will ask Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah after throwing the people, disbelievers and the sinners into Jahannam. Oh Jahannam, are you full? Are you full? وَتَقُولُ Jahannam will reply, هَلْ مِمْ مَزِيدْ Are there more to come? I still have space. This is the vastness of Jahannam. May Allah protect us from Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Brothers, just go back home tonight with this one lesson. What a beautiful verse. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Allah is the Mawla, protector, guardian, helper, one who cares, who loves you, shows concern for you. Allah is the Mawla of the believers. Who is our Mawla? Allah. وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ Allah says, this believer, he's got no Mawla. He's got nobody to protect him, nobody to care for him. In the dunya, a believer, you get hurt, what do you say? Allah. This believer will say, ouch. Believer sees beautiful qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, the sky or the mountain or the sea. What do you say? Subhanallah. MashaAllah. And the disbeliever, gosh, wow. Somebody passes away, believer will say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Even when a believer sneezes, we mentioned that, what does he say? Alhamdulillah. Day and night, we've got somebody to turn to. Somebody who cares for us. Somebody who loves us. Somebody who is rewarding us. He doesn't have to do that. Allah could have just commanded us to do give salah, give zakat, but without any reward. It's a command of Allah. Despite all that, Allah is still rewarding us. And what a reward! Besides in the dunya, believers are rewarded in this dunya also, and the year after, khalidina fiha abada. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَ. In Jannat, you will have the bounties of Jannah plus the ziyadah, something extra also. What is it extra? You see your Allah. You will see your Mawla. Let us try to become the lovers of Allah. Let us try to become the lovers of Allah. It's not difficult. We don't have it, but we've heard of it, and we can try at least. We can still try. Then it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will draw us towards Him. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. The word ijtaba yajtabi means to select, to pull. Allah pulls towards Him who He wishes. And this must be a dua. Oh Allah, pull me towards You. Ya Allah, pull me towards You. Ya Allah, I want to become Yours. And we have to be genuine and sincere. Ya Allah, despite my weaknesses, Ya Allah, You created me. You know how terrible a person I am. The wrongs I have done. Ya Allah, I'm trying. I'm struggling. I want to change my life. And every one of us sitting here, I am 100% sure, especially our youngsters, how many we spoke to the last few nights, each one has got this burning desire. I want to change. I had enough. I want to change. We just need a push. That's all. So the push, we have to push ourselves and suppress our nafs and take the first plunge. The pull comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rest Allah ta'ala will do. May Allah Ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat. There were so many other verses. I'll just mention one more verse, which is quite important also. And the incident is of Walid bin Uqba. Nabi Akareem sent this sahabi, he was a sahabi, great person, pious. He sent him to this tribe, Banu al-Mustaliq, to collect this zakat. So he goes, I'm not going to use the whole incident, just the main part. As he's traveling, he realizes that he, in the time of Jahiliyyah, he had a problem with this tribe. They were enemies. So suddenly he was overwhelmed and gripped with fear. I'm going to go there, they're going to see me, they're going to kill me. So one narration says, as he was going, and these thoughts came to him very strongly. And so this was his reasoning, and his understanding, and his feelings, and his assumption, that if I'm going to go there, they're going to kill me. Another narration says, as he was coming, those people, according to the agreement with Rasulullah SAW, that Nabi Karim said, I'll send certain day, a certain person to you all to collect your zakat. So they were expecting somebody to come. So he thought, Sahabi coming from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us go out and welcome him. So the large group, they go all out. When this man sees them, a large group, immediately he thinks, without verifying, oh ho, they're going to put an end to me. So he goes back. And when he goes back, and this is the mistake he made, this is his feelings, And he was sincere in it. Not that he made it some story and fabric. He felt that these people are going to kill me. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, these people are not going to give zakat. The person was shocked. Because they had promised to give their zakat. So he sends Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. Khalid, go and check properly before you do anything. Verify. Check how genuine whatever this information has come to us, whether it is true or it is false. So don't be hasty, go and check properly. Khalid bin Walid goes, and he goes to the people and says, by what happened? You're not supposed to give your zakat and you'll refuse. Khalid, no such thing. We thought somebody is coming. Nobody came. We were ready. When he realizes that these people were speaking the truth, he goes back to Rasulullah. Then Rasulullah calls Walid. Walid, what happened? He said, Yasum, I felt that this is what they're going to kill me. And the ayat came down. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyanu. Now if you look at this verse, the first reads, O believers, if a sinner, a fasiq, brings any information to you, then verify it. Check it out. Don't jump to conclusions. Don't pass a verdict. Lest you do something and you kill that other group, then you realize we made a mistake, the information was false, then you will be nadimeen, you will regret. However, listen very carefully, brothers and elders. All the ulama have mentioned very clearly, as a Thani Rahmatullah Ali, all the mufassireen, that this sahabi was not termed as a fasiq. Sahaba kullum adul. But he loved the sahaba. In tonight's verse, if you go into that, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَلِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ Allah praises the sahaba. They were shining stars. Each one of them passed the test. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ The mistakes they made, immediately they made tawbah. Immediately they made tawbah. Human beings they were. They made mistakes. But the moment they made a mistake, they made sincere tawbah and Allah accepted the tawbah. So what is the meaning of this verse? In this case, a good person came with the information. So imagine how more important it is when you get information from a sinner, from one who you can't trust, and he brings information to you, how more important it is for you to verify that statement before you publish that article, before you forward that message, and before you make that thing go viral. For all of us, and I mentioned this from the beginning of Ramadan, because this is becoming a scourge of society. All of us need to understand, first of all, most of the things are futile. It's all nonsense, jokes, riddles, making fun of deen, Allah save us, or iman is at stake. Then something we haven't even verified. Any wazifa, anybody gives. Oof. I remember from the time this corona started, Allah protect us. I never saw wazifas in my life like that. Serious and prescriptions, take this masala and that tea and this and that. But take what is from Quran and Hadith and Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, what we are giving you all is from Quran, Hadith, Sunnah. You can ask me, I'll show you. There's a reference for it. Yes, there are sometimes some wazaif, some very pious, mashallah, ulama, out of the experience. And all this too also is from the understanding of Quran and Hadith and Sunnah. They might mention, read this after Salat, for Rozi or for Barakah, whatever it is. But generally, alhamdulillah, we always we quote for you, Hadith, tell you it's Bukhari or it's Muslim or it's Tirmidhi, this ayat of the Quran. This is what we need. Let us go to the original. And go and take your thing from somebody who's genuine, authentic. Not somebody after your dunya. Not somebody who's fake. So it's very important for us to verify things. Most of the time, just ignore, delete, don't even read those messages. It doesn't make any sense. It's making you paranoid. There's no doubt about it. It's media. It makes you so scared, that your tawakkul and dependence of Allah Ta'ala becomes weak. There's no doubt about it. وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ But the believer, he has a mawla. He loves us. He will go through tests, no doubt. We'll go through sicknesses, we'll go through some pain, some suffering, some financial loss, this. That is the life in this dunya. But all these things should make us become closer to Allah. Closer to Allah. So tests will come. And the moment the person feels now within himself, now I'm a strong man, that's when the test will come. The moment you cancel your insurance policy, this is what I'm saying, the next day you'll be tested. Or very soon you'll be tested. Before that, nothing. Allah wants to see, mashallah, he canceled. Excellent. Does he have full i'timad on me? But let's be honest, I'm not going to go to the masail and things like that. But if it's an accident or somebody's car gets stolen, Allah saves. But your car was insured. So this is dunya. Dunya takes us away from Allah. Cuts us from Khaliq. And who our Allah is. This is dunya. Kafirin na mola lahum. So if they got no mola, how are they going to connect us to mola? Think all the technology is going to take us closer to Allah Ta'ala? And their ideology and their books and their literature and their thinking? This is what we have, Bas. This. And this is our solution. And this everything Allah Ta'ala has got in the Qur'an and Majid. Hold on to Qur'an. There has to be a time we have had many years in our life that has passed. Many years. Past is past, we make tawbah istighfar. A beautiful verse in the 18th para. Surah Nur, verse number 52. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِي فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. That person who obeys Allah, and he obeys Rasulullah says. وَيَخْشَى اللَّهِ He fears Allah Ta'ala regarding his past. He makes tawbah, istighfar. And وَيَتَّقِي Now for the future, after Ramadan, what am I going to do? I'm going to be very wary. MashaAllah, one brother met him now, after Maghrib. When I'm in the groove, Alhamdulillah, I've got my timetable. I'm feeling so nice, my Quran. I'm doing this, I'm doing... Normally, I couldn't do it. Now I want to do it after Ramadan. Excellent. Excellent niyat. And you have to just be firm. You'll get those days now, suddenly you get so busy, and suddenly you'll forget. Those things will happen. But you mustn't slacken. You must try again to push yourself. And the only way you can do it, or the easiest way, is when you have a gathering like this. Let us be honest, brothers. What a beautiful gathering of Masjid al-Abad. Shukar to Allah Ta'ala. Imagine every day we like this. Imagine when we come for Isha Namaz, and we came early, before Azan, and we're only getting placed second and third saf. So we wish somebody gaps us in. The desire is to be where? First stuff. And normal days, sit in the back. Then all the old bullies go in the front. No, my youngsters. Fill in the first stuff. Attach yourself to the masjid. Attach yourself to deen. You have a problem, go to the people who will find you, show you the solution. But don't break yourself away. Because what's going to happen after the month of Ramadan? You'll meet up in all those places you meet Sunday night. Your time will be wasted. Again, think of dunya. Think of the person who had the third role. All these things will put us back again. Nobody gives an example. Not a good example. I gave a few times. Just for us to understand, we were little children, we played snake and ladders. And you're going past all those blocks and come right till, I don't know, 98 or 99 or 98, and you get one, and that one snake brings you right down again. That shaitan will come out after Ramadan. And all the effort you did, you filled your heart with nur. Believe me, our fasting has brought nur in. Our taraweeh, our ibadat, our zikr, our tawbah, there's nur collected there. Don't let us just go and throw out that nur. And let it just all disappear so easily and get caught and bitten by that one shaitan. We have to pass him. And who we have with us? Allah. May Allah give me hidayah, give you hidayah, give all of us tawfiq of making amal. Nobody is perfect, nobody. We all are sinners. We all are sinners. But Allah loves that person who is awwab and hafiz. May Allah make us from the awwab and the hafiz. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار Oh my most beloved Allah, my most Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, these brothers are sitting in the masjid, my Allah, they have raised their hands, my Allah. My Allah, it is only through your fadl, your kindness, my Allah. You chose us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you chose us, my Allah. Despite our weaknesses, our disobedience, my Allah. The wrongs we have done, my Allah. The filthy life we have led, my Allah. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters listening at home, my Allah. Hey Malik, how can we really praise you, my Allah? You are exactly how you have praised yourself, my Allah. Ya Allah, we bless durood upon our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are making shukr, you bless us with iman. You made us in the ummat, Allah, Allah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, it is not of our doing, my Allah. You made it happen for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, shukr to you for that, my Allah. You have given us iman and deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us masajid, madaris, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us the tawfiq and the opportunity, my Allah, and the freedom to practice our deen, my Allah. Do not snatch away this ni'mat from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is such a nice, beautiful majma sitting here tonight, my Allah. There are so many youngsters, my Allah. It brings such happiness to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, I can imagine how happy you must be getting, my Allah. Ya Allah, they want to change their lives, my Allah. They have slipped, my Allah. They are penitent, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got elderly people, my Allah. They are sitting so patiently, whole tarawih they have read, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have not gone home still, my Allah. They have kept roza the whole day. People have been working the entire day, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e Kareem, my Allah. We are beggars, my Allah. We are fuqara, my Allah. You are ghani, you are hamid, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. We belong to you, my Allah. Dunya is yours. Akhirat is yours. Jannat is yours. Jahannam is yours. Jibreel is yours. Mikael is yours, my Allah. Israfil is yours. Israel is yours. Every angel belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah. The jinnah belong to you, my Allah. Mankind belongs to you. The animals, the plants, the mountains, the sun, the moon, my Allah. The stars, the rivers, the oceans. Ya Allah, the deserts, my Allah. Every single creature, every bird, every insect, my Allah. Every reptile, my Allah. The billions of creatures in the sea, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you tonight, bless all of us with Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, we are desperately in the need of that sawab. Allah, of that one night, my Allah, which is better than 1,000 months, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in your Quran, my Allah. This is not any fabricated word. Khayrun min alfi shahr, my Allah. We need it, my Allah. Ya Allah, give it to us, my Allah. Do not deprive us. Hey Malik, hey, Kareem, forgive us, my Allah. We committed too many sins, my Allah. So many sins, Ya Allah, that we have committed sins of the past, which we have even forgotten, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you tonight, forgive us every single sin we committed. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Filthy, filthy gunas, my Allah. At that time, we didn't even bother, my Allah. Kiram and Katibin, they were writing everything, my Allah. We didn't bother that you were watching us, my Allah. Allah, you provided for us ni'mat, food. After eating your food, my Allah, we sang the hymns of shaitan. How ungrateful we have become, my Allah. Allah, we are begging you. We are begging you, my Allah. We are begging you, Allah. Allah, more than the words that any beggar would use, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know all languages, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know how to express how muhtaj we are. Allah, and we are sincerely begging you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, to make us become nek and salih and righteous and pious, my Allah. Just make us change our lives now. Give us that himmat and courage, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak. We want to take that first step. We just need a push, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat, my Allah. And you, Allah, you pull us towards you, my Allah. Just pull us towards you, my Allah. Make us your lovers, my Allah. Make us your lovers, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishqin muhabbat and ishqin muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, wherever we go, my Allah, wherever we sit, my Allah, wherever we travel, all the time we must just speak about you, my Allah. Your greatness, your supremacy, your love, my Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. Do not make us become caught by illicit love, ya Allah, this dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, these illicit relationships, Ya Allah, is taking, Ya Allah, away, taking us away from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, real ishq and haqiqi, ishq is supposed to be only for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are caught into this haram relationship, help them, my Allah. At this very moment, my Allah, no matter what the temptations are, no matter what promises they have made to their beloveds, my Allah, Ya Allah, but it is haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, give that person the himmat at this moment, may Allah. As he has raised his hand, as she has raised her hand. Ya Allah, to completely terminate this relationship, may Allah. Solely for your pleasure, may Allah. Ya Allah, the person who has taken drugs, may Allah. Hiding from his wife, may Allah. When she is busy, may Allah, then he takes his pops and pills in his mouth, may Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, at this very moment, my Allah, give him, give her tawfiq of tawbah and purifying themselves, my Allah, and never to go back to those things, my Allah. That person who is the alcoholic, my Allah, eh, Malik Kareem, my Allah, give him the himmat, Ya Allah, to refrain from that. That person who is making zina, my Allah, zina has become part and parcel of his life. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah. What a miserable life, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah. You give him the tawfiq of making tawbah and make him a wali, my Allah. Make him your friend, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are all engaged in various gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only your kindness that you have made satari over us. Ya Allah, you have concealed those faults and weaknesses. Otherwise, people would have run away from us, my Allah. Our parents and wives and children would have deserted us, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, tonight we beg you again. It is a Mubarak night, Ya Allah. Help us, guide us, my Allah. We are like little children, we are lost, my Allah. You are our Hadi, Ya Allah. You are the one who guides, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no better guide than you, my Allah. Guide us towards you, my Allah. Take us towards Jannat, my Allah. Take us unto Sirat al-Mustaqim, my Allah. Do not make us slip again, my Allah. Give us that himmat, especially after the month of Ramadan. Grant us istiqamat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, make our masajid be abad, my Allah. Protect us from all sicknesses, diseases, my Allah. Let it not be that this breaks our majma, my Allah. And our masajid is shut again. Ya Allah, you are our Mawla. We ask you by your ism al-azam, your asmaul husna, your sifat al-ula. Ya Allah, every single day, five times, make our masajid be, Ya Allah, full. Ya Allah, it causes pain again. Ya Allah, give me himmat first, my Allah. And give me the tawfiq first, my Allah. I must not slacken, I must not become weak, and the entire congregation, my Allah. Ya Allah, after the month of Ramadan, after the day of Eid, my Allah, let us not be sleeping when Fajr Azan is taking place. As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. And we turn a deaf ear to that, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have shown us the last year, my Allah. The consequences of us, Ya Allah, neglecting that call towards salat, my Allah. What happened to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make it happen again. Every one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know how to ask you, my Allah. You just make it happen for us, my Allah. That we fill our masajid like how it is full tonight, in the days of Jummah, the big nights, my Allah. For every salat, all our masajid. Ya Allah, make it be possible that we become five times, Ya Allah, people of who are going to establish our salah. Our women folk at home, my Allah, make them establish their salah at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, create peace and muhabbat between families, between parents and children, between brothers and sisters, my Allah. Husband and wife, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah's ummah has broken into smitherings, into pieces. We have become so disunited, my Allah. So disunited, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to talk nicely, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got jealousy and malice in our heart. We can't see somebody else becoming more prosperous, my Allah. We can't see somebody else being khidmat of deen, my Allah. Our hearts have become so rusted, my Allah. We can't see somebody getting more dunya than us, my Allah. Ya Allah, it burns us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Make us have a qalb-e saleem, a pure, clean, shining, white, bright heart, my Allah. Free from all type of blemishes and faults and of guna, of sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it not be corroded with sin and evil and vice, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be full of your love and your ta'at, my Allah. And the ishq of Nabiya Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us follow his sunnah, my Allah. Make us love Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us follow his way of life, my Allah. Let us not become, feel embarrassed, ma'azallah. Ya Allah, following his sunnah. Ya Allah, there are so many youngsters who came to me. Ya Allah, they have got this desire, Ya Allah, that you provide for them halal and tayyib rozi in such an environment. They don't have to go, Ya Allah, where there'll be intermingling of sexes, my Allah. So many youngsters does not want to work, Ya Allah, with females who are ghair maharim sitting in front of him or next to him, my Allah. He wants to live a pure life, my Allah. Ya Allah, the temptations are difficult, Ya Allah. The challenges are heavy, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, but tonight we have read, my Allah, that you are our Mawla. Ya Allah, we are asking you, Ya Allah, to fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. There are so many youngsters, young boys and young girls, my Allah, of marriageable age, my Allah. Find them suitable partners, my Allah. Give them a nice, happy life full of taqwa and afiyat, and make them be prosperous, and give them best of dunya and akhirat, and children will become the coolness of the eyes. Ya Allah, so many young sisters, my Allah. Age has caught up with them, my Allah. Age has caught up with them. Their fathers are searching for suitable partners, my Allah. Yet no suitable proposal has come, my Allah. They are losing hope, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, your khazana is full, my Allah. To us it may seem there's no person suitable, but my Allah, you may provide the suitable partner, my Allah. And so many are married and got no children. Allah, last night we discussed these verses, my Allah. We are asking you again, bless them with pious children. And Ya Allah, those of us who have children and grandchildren, make them nek and salih. Make them anki tandak, my Allah. Make them qurratu ayun, Ya Allah. Make them become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, amran, muqarrabin, maqbulin, Ya Allah, grant all of us maut in Iman, maut in Madinah Sharif, burial in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah SAW, for the kothir water from his Mubarak hand. Make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make Islam flourish, my Allah, and spread to the four corners of the globe, my Allah. Make the disbelievers see the truth of Islam. Islam is not a religion of terrorism. Islam worries about mankind, humanity. Ya Allah, Nabi Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown us, Ya Allah, what a beautiful tariqah, that we don't even harm animals and creatures, may Allah. Not even a tiny little ant, may Allah. Our hearts are soft, may Allah. Allah, we want to save ourselves from the fire of Jahannam and mankind from Jahannam. Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, may Allah. So many people are sick and ailing in hospital, may Allah. So many have to go and undergo operations after the month of Ramadan. So many are undergoing operations now even, may Allah. People are going through radium and chemotherapy, may Allah. Masoom children are sick, may Allah. Our friends are in hospital, may Allah. Ya Allah, we begging you, may Allah. Some sincere persons, ameen. Some mother or sister at home. Some masoom child, may Allah. Some elderly person. Some hafiz of the Quran. Some alim, may Allah. Some ordinary weak slave like myself, may Allah. Ya Allah, somebody's dua accepted, may Allah. Grant all of them shifa-e kamil, aajil, mustaqir, daim. May Allah, you know best, may Allah, what is happening in the world, may Allah. Ya Allah, you can put an end to this virus at this very moment, may Allah. No person can make you aajiz, may Allah. No person can make you helpless, may Allah. You are most powerful, may Allah. You are qadir, you are qadir, may Allah. Allah, we have made wujud to you, may Allah. Allah, we are turning to you, may Allah. We are not going to any other person. Allah, you can see we have extended our hands, may Allah. In front of you, may Allah. Ya Allah, make this whole thing finish, come to an end, may Allah. Do not test us, may Allah. Am to kamzor hai, may Allah. Make us reach you to the road of shukr, may Allah. The bounties you have given, we make shukr, may Allah. Allah, if we are tested, give us a sabr. But may Allah, we ask you for afiyat, afiyat, afiyat. When all of us, afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Protect us from the sharr of the shirir, fitna of the fitin, hasr of the hasidin, zulam of the zalimin, may Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, may Allah. Make us use in the correct way, may Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, may Allah. Families, friends, musallis. Ya Allah, our relatives, may Allah. Grant them, ya Allah, Jannatul Firdaus, may Allah. Make them qabr a garden of the gardens of paradise. Remove azab of qabr from them, may Allah. Do not make them suffer any azab of qabr. Protect them from azab, from Jahannam also, may Allah. Allah, the remaining days of Ramadan, make it both most beautiful days, better than all the days that have gone past, may Allah. Ya Allah, help us to connect with you. Forgive us before the end of Ramadan, may Allah. Forgive us completely so we can be amongst the fortunate ones, not those who are unlucky and wretched and miserable. That the month of Ramadan came and it went and still they're not forgiven. And after the month of Ramadan, grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat, ya Allah, to hasten towards good deeds and towards you, may Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا الحاضرين الغائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما all those who requested duas were not present here, Allah, answer all the jais murad also. Allah, remove our difficulties, whatever problems our Muslim brothers and sisters suffering, the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially those who have raised their hands now, may Allah, remove all our difficulties. Ya Allah, if somebody has been taken away and kidnapped, may Allah, Allah is away from his children, from his wife. Those masoom children, may Allah, they are restless, may Allah. They have no peace, may Allah. Allah, they want to see their father back, may Allah. Ya Allah, you bring them back again, may Allah. Allah, if somebody is sick at hospital so long, may Allah. Family is waiting, may Allah. The ED, they can be with them again, may Allah. Allah, different people have got different hajat and needs, may Allah. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين. Inshallah, next program will start at 10:15. Inshallah, 10:15. Please, brothers, let us not be make noise. It's a Mubarak night. We've got neighbors, many non-Muslim neighbors also. Please keep the adab of the masjid. You can engage in dua, tahajjud. If you're having some tea, whatever it is, let's not make noise. Inshallah.